Good day, Mike Powers with KWIN News. The city of Trenton is responding after a local kayaker reported seeing thick sludge in Lookout Creek near the city's wastewater treatment plant. Caden Tripp says he noticed foul-smelling, dirty water being discharged while kayaking the creek back on April 10th. He described the substance as thick and unlike properly treated water and says he later observed little wildlife and several dead fish downstream. The city of Trenton issued a public notice the following day, confirming there was an issue at the wastewater treatment facility around 2 p.m. Officials say a clarifying system became clogged, leading to a buildup of sludge and a temporary overflow from a secondary clarifier, which resulted in partially treated wastewater being released into the creek. The city estimates the discharge lasted between 15 and 30 minutes, though Tripp questions that timeline based on his observations. City officials say state agencies were notified, and they emphasize there is no threat to the public drinking water supply. There's more on the story at discoverday.com. In Marion County, a lawsuit accusing Jasper police officers of excessive force has been dismissed. In fact, a judge threw out the case last Tuesday. The lawsuit alleges officers used excessive force during a 2023 traffic stop, resulting in permanent injury. However, the district attorney determined the officers' actions were lawful and in line with department policies. Authorities say the incident began when a man was stopped for running a stop sign and nearly striking a police cruiser. During that stop, officers reported seeing a firearm inside the vehicle and ordered the occupants to exit. Investigators say force was used to remove the man from the car, which officials say followed proper procedure. In Flat Rock, a large chicken house was destroyed by fire on Saturday. According to Tri-Community Fire Department Station 5, crews responded to reports of the fire on County Road 324. Upon arrival and recognizing the severity of the blaze, firefighters quickly requested mutual aid from a number of surrounding departments. Despite the intensity of the fire, officials report no injuries occurred. The structure, however, was declared a total loss. In a statement, Tri-Community Higdon Station 1 expressed appreciation to those involved in the response, expressing gratitude to everyone who assisted. Agencies arrived to assist Higdon from Bryant, Rosalie, Cartersville, Ider, Henniger, the Trenton Dade County Fire Department, Davis, New Home, DeKalb County EMA, and Jackson County EMA. The cause of the fire remains under investigation. Jackson County EMA is launching a new system to deliver emergency alerts across the county. EMA officials say they are transitioning from the Code Red system to a new platform called CIRCOM Smart Alerts to improve how residents receive weather warnings and public safety updates. During the transition, both systems will run at the same time to ensure there is no interruption in alerts. Officials say current subscriber information has already been moved into the new system. Residents are encouraged to log into the new platform to review and update their contract information, adjust alert preferences, and add additional addresses for location-based alerts. EMA says no immediate action is required to continue receiving alerts, but updating your information is strongly recommended. For more information, visit jacksoncountyal.gov. /EMA. The Braves spend the next three nights at Truist Park, a three-game series against Miami. Airtime tonight, tomorrow night, and Wednesday night, all at 6 o'clock, with a first pitch around 7:15. We'll have every pitch of every game on 101.3, 106.1, 104.3 FM, 1420 AM, and streaming on the KWIN app. Don't miss the Braves as they take on Miami in a hot three-game set. Get your latest news anytime at discoverday.com. And throughout the day here on KWIN, I'm Mike Powers.